Now, it is Friday the 13th, unlucky for some, especially, it seems, if you're a black cat. The Irish Independent reports today that animal charities have appealed for people to consider adopting black cats, as they're often left behind because people associate them with bad luck. Let's talk now to Gillian Bird from the DSPCA. Gillian, is that your experience, that black cats do get left behind?
Yes, and not just black cats, also things like black dogs or rabbits that are black. A lot of animals that are black often get left behind, usually in preference to other animals that might have white markings on them or brown markings on them that people can often associate with more humanistic sort of facial features. It's quite funny, if you've got a black dog and it's got brown eyebrows, then people will often look at that dog before they'll look at an all black dog.
Is it a superstitious thing, or is it, you know, that perhaps they're not as Instagrammable as other pets?
I think it's more to do with the Instagrammable, and it's the automatic sort of, you look at an animal and instantly, you know, your eye is drawn to the ones that have more interesting colours or, you know, features and things. There may be a bit of the bad luck thing about it, but I think that's not really as much anymore. But definitely, I think it has a lot to do with the markings and appearances. I mean, we always see, you know, the black and white cats with the moustaches being all over Instagram, and, you know, animals like rabbits with funny little faces or eyebrows and things. So I think a lot of it has to do with the markings and the colours.
It's very sad for the old black cats. What do you want people then to do? Do you want people to reconsider their choices here?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you just have to not always be looking for the prettiest animal when you go to the shelter. A lot of it has to do with personality, and whether or not the human personality will match the animal personality. So basically our appeal would be, don't dismiss an animal just because at first appearances it's not as pretty as the animal beside it. Definitely, because it is down to, you know, this is a lifelong companion. You want the personality of the animal to match you and to be a good forever home match, really, at the end of the day.
We've had a lot of people, Gillian, working from home over the past year, and I've seen lots of people out walking their dogs, seen lots of more cats coming into my garden and so on. There's obviously been an increase in the number of people who are taking in pets over the past year. Are you concerned at all that as people return to offices, that those pets may not be getting the care or the attention that they need now?
Yes, I mean, we were obviously very concerned in the early stages, sort of this time last year, of all the people who'd got their pandemic pets. But I think the longer people have these pets, the more they are a member of the family. And obviously, there is always concerns that people aren't going to have the time for the animals when they do go back to work, which is a lot of the reasons why people didn't get pets in the first place. But, you know, hopefully with education and with being able to assist people, and a lot of people are actually getting dog training lessons with their dogs. So hopefully we're going to end up with people who have a more socially balanced animal that is used to being left alone for short periods of time. So hopefully these animals are now more family pets and are less disposable.
All right, hopefully a tale with a happy ending. Gillian Bird from the DSPCA, thank you for joining us on the News at One.